We're going to talk now about homes and houses and homes of the future, but not the distant future, the home of 2030. This was a design competition because we all know that we need to build more homes. We all know that we need to build perhaps slightly different sorts of homes. And the people who won that competition, who are Open Studio architects, one of them, Jennifer Benningfield, is on the line now. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Robert.
And a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Oh, so first of all, let's look at this competition. What was the brief? Was it just to design the homes of 10 years hence?
No, not only that, but they're also looking at age-friendly housing because the UK has an ageing population.
Right.
So the idea was to do housing that was robust enough to accommodate changing needs through all phases of your life.
Because I think one of the things that many of us, I mean, I'm lucky enough to live in a early Victorian house, and it's been a single family home. It's been subdivided into flats. It's been, you know, multiple occupancy, back to single. It's been very, very flexible. But it seems a lot of what we've been ruling recently, particularly the apartments, don't look very flexible in that way.
Yes, it's interesting that you talk about the older houses, actually, because that's exactly what we based our competition on.
Really?
Yeah, we took the idea of a Georgian Victorian house that could be so flexible. And we've seen that over time, that houses have gone into apartments, back into houses. They've been split into maisonettes. And that's exactly what we did. But we tried to bring it up to date for the future. So we've made it more robust, more flexible, integrated smart technology. Also, sustainability is a huge issue now in our homes, making sure that we build homes that are better for the environment, but also are cheaper to run. And we've also looked at the model of garden squares. And so the idea is that these houses and apartments that are so flexible also are arranged around communal spaces.
Because again, that's I've always thought that the classic London kind of contribution to urban living is the square and the garden square and the terrace. And you know, how much do we value those beautiful terraces of Islington or, you know, wherever they are these days, many of which have communal gardens behind?
Absolutely. So that's the genesis of our submission. And I think that's why we won, because it works so well. It's so robust. It's so flexible. And we need flexible housing. We've seen that over the last year. We're asking our houses to do lots of different things now. And we've got, you know, we can't anticipate what the future will bring, but we know we've got to have robust and flexible housing.
In terms of sustainability, what does that mean? Is it about energy usage? What are the criteria there?
Well, this was actually a very kind of thorough and detailed part of the competition. They asked not only for building a home itself, which is made out of carbon-friendly materials. We've actually the home we've designed is carbon neutral.
What's it made of?
It's made out of a twin-frame timber system. It's a passive house system with insulation between the double frames. And then actually we put brick on the outside and slate on the roof, because those are really environmentally friendly materials.
Are they?
Yeah, but yes, they are, because they last so long.
Right.
And they don't use a lot of energy to produce. But the idea about our house, also our homes and apartments and mix of them, is that they can be lots of different materials. If they are better materials in the future, if they're other materials that make more sense in terms of the context in which the homes are built, then absolutely we would use those. Keeping an eye on material.
Are these what might in the past have been known as systems building houses? Are they kind of kits, if you like? Do they come pre-manufactured and you just kind of slot them together?
Well, I think what we've got to be realistic about designing systems that can be delivered in lots of different ways. So we are not kind of ideological about exactly what the houses have to be. It's much more of a design system for making lots of different homes in lots of different contexts. So yes, absolutely. One of the ways to deliver the houses would be offsite construction. But they could be delivered in different ways as well. you get very high quality houses out of contemporary offsite construction systems.
Are they, I don't know, I was going to use the word cheap, but that's the wrong word. Was cost a factor?
I think homes have to be affordable. So I think that is an issue. But more than that, we've got to look at longevity. And there have been a lot of studies that say if you invest more into houses at the beginning, during the construction phase, so essentially build houses that are a bit more expensive to build, they more than repay that investment over the long term. So I would advocate building houses properly, building them out of really good materials, robust materials, and then reaping the benefits of that over the longer term.
You mentioned that the homes for older people or people living longer or whatever. How does that come into play? How does that affect the design?
Well, a lot of it is actually about space standards. And just making sure that rooms are big enough, staircases are straight in our design, so you can always put a stairlift in if you need to. It's a more generous home. It's built to a higher space standard. And also, because you can split the designs into different floors, you know, you could have a family home, which is three floors, and then if a older couple decides they just want to occupy the ground floor, they could split off the floors above in the same way that we talked about earlier with the Georgian house.
And having communal gardens also goes with that, doesn't it? Because as you get older, it's harder to look after gardens and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I live on a communal garden in London, and what's amazing about it is that it works for everybody.
Yeah,
it works for people with young children, it works for people with older children, and it works for older people. And it does build a sense of community. And it's a really valuable thing.
Why are the buildings only three stories high? That seems...
They could be taller.
Right.
It was just for the particular one that we were looking at, they were done as three stories because of the development. But absolutely, they could be eight.
We've long been told that certainly here in London, we need to get higher density.
Yes, they could be taller. There's nothing that stops them being taller. Apart from, then you'd have to look more carefully at materials.
Would you have to have lifts as well if they were taller?
Yes, and you would have to have lifts. But we've got a flexible component in our design that would accommodate lifts.
Will these houses get made, do you think? Or is this just a design that will look great on a computer? And
well, I sincerely hope they will get made. And we are going to build prototypes as part of an expo in Sunderland. I would actually say we're the joint winner with Igloo Regeneration.
Right.
And they are doing an expo in Sunderland, and they very, very generously offered a site to all of the shortlisted, all six shortlisted competitors. So they are going to be built there. And then the hope is that we roll them out more widely across the UK.
Well, I hope so too. Jennifer, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
There you go. The home.